Thank you for this day, dear Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to wake up this morning just to serve you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the words that proceeded out of our mouth. Be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, thank you for Dr. PK. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for TMC family. Thank you for everyone who came on this morning, Lord. Bless their families. Go with them and stand by us. Lord, help us as we endure everything through everything that we have. You've been so good to us, Lord. It's not us, but it's all about you. And thank you, Lord. Go with us and stand by us this day. Through trials and tribulation that come upon us, we can always call upon you. We can call upon anyone else. Cover us, Lord, through this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now I want to turn it over to my beautiful wife, Dr. PK. Are you there?
Well, good morning. Good morning, sweetie. Can you hear me?
I hear you well. Take it away.
Thank you so very much for greeting us this morning. You are just absolutely awesome. And as I say often, you are the cream in my coffee and the chocolate on my cake. I do love you. Good morning, TMC family. This is Dr. PK here in these beautiful mountains of North Carolina, and I'm here to tell you that it is chilly here. Yes, it is. But we give God the glory because I tell you one thing for sure, you all, God is a good God who keeps us in the sunshine and in the rain, in the cold and the hot. God is still good. As we are celebrating our 8 years here on the TMC call, in this ministry, God called Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and I in October 2010 on the 25th to start this call. And I am so glad as I reflect upon the people who have been working with us and how. And as I look at all of the blessings that we have received down through the years, I just say thank you, thank you, thank you. The scripture that we have stood on all of these years have been Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Getting up early in the morning and coming before the Lord, I tell you, is absolutely a wonderful way to start your day. And if you are able to hear a message, hallelujah, it just makes it that much better. And you all, our messages have been archived down through the years. And if you would like to hear any of these phenomenal messages, go to www.themasterswithanscall.net, themasterscall.net. And I'm here to tell you, you can go in there and just enjoy the sermons and the messages that God has blessed us with through these wonderful speakers. The theme we have been given each year, a wonderful theme, and the one for this year is in 2018 through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, do you all realize that we are walking right up on the end of this year? This is October what? The 22nd, 21st, I'm telling you, we are getting right on down over here to the end of this year. And I don't know what you have received for this year, but good God, God has been absolutely wonderful to me. October 22nd, can you believe that? Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or just share a word from the Lord, we want you to know that you can. We are open for that. We welcome you. So get your information and submit it to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterswithanscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will absolutely contact you. Now, I know somebody's asking, how in the world did you guys get together? Well, there was this phenomenal business. Hey, glory to God, Artists International, that was founded by Papa Diaz de Leon over 29 years ago. And I tell you, it's a health and wellness company that provided us this platform to bring all of you great people together. And our prayer general says that Artists provides us with the greatest products on this side of heaven. And I have to agree with her. You all, as we are celebrating this month, we are doing so by opening each week with prayer and praise, prayer, and we say that Judah goes first, opening up the way and making a way for the word to come forth down through the week. So today we are so happy to have our songbird for this ministry. God gave her to us early on in the ministry. Matter of fact, she's one of our oldest surviving members here, along with Pastor Vanessa and I. We thank God for her because of her commitment of getting up early in the morning out on that West Coast. And she gets up with a song in her heart. She has a wonderful son she has raised, and I tell you, he has just really grown up to be a fine young man, and we thank God for she and Kaylon. And our prayer general, I tell you, she is the Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell, who knows how to bring us together to pray. And this morning, she and Minister Kai will be leading us in prayer, and we thank God for them and for how God is blessing us. So with that being said, I'm moving out of the way and asking this phenomenal team to come forth and let us go to God in praise and prayer this morning. Amen. Sister Tiffany.
Amen. Yes. Dr. PK, can you hear me?
Oh, man. I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away. God is so good.
Praise God. To God be the glory. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Put your hands together and say, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. He healed my body and told me to run on. He healed my body and told me to run home. He healed my body and told me to run on. He's my friend. He picked me up and he turned me around. He picked me up and he turned me around. He picked me up and he turned me around. He's my friend. Oh, he's my friend. Oh, he's my friend. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, and I tell you, if that song didn't get you started, I don't know what will. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm now going to turn it over to a wonderful, wonderful woman of God who loves the Lord with all her heart. She is a blessed woman of God who has been consistently been with the TMC family. I am speaking of Minister Kai Brown from Stone Mountain, Georgia. She will come forth with the prayer and along with the praise this morning. God bless you all. Minister Kai, are you there?
I am, our dear prayer general. Thank you so much. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you more than we could ever really tell you, Lord, simply because you are God all by yourself. Lord, we ask that you place a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family and artist life. Lord, we ask for financial breakthroughs. We ask for blessings to abound, oh God. We ask for prosperity, both physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially, Lord. We know that you are the head of artist life, oh God, because the Des De Leon family has surrendered and submitted it to you. And, Lord, we just ask you right now in the name of Jesus to continue to keep your hand on this company, to continue to lead and guide them down the path that you have ordained for artist life. Lord, we ask that you touch every coordinator, every supervisor, every manager, every president. Lord, we ask that you just continue to guide them, to give them the vision, to help them write it down and make it plain, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around the TMC call. Lord, we know that you brought Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton together for such a time as this, oh God, so that this call could be started almost 8 years ago, Lord. You have given them the strength to persevere and press in and continue each day, Monday through Friday, Lord, as only you can, oh Heavenly Father. And we thank you for their obedience. We thank you that the two women of God thought it not robbery and said yes to your will, oh Lord. Father God, and as they continue to press in towards the mark of the high calling for the TMC call, oh Lord, we ask that you continue to strengthen them. We ask that you continue to keep their minds, Father, in perfect peace as they are stayed on you, oh Lord. Father God, we ask that you just show up and show out, Father, when your people come together to unite to get a word each Monday through Friday. Lord, we just want to continue to be pleasing in your sight. We want to continue to walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives, Father. We don't want to stand in your permissive will, Lord. We want to be in your perfect will, God, knowing that we are doing it according to your plan, Father, because your plan is perfect, O Lord, and we can continue to walk it out. We ask you right now to continue to guide us as we continue to seek your will, Father. And we want to do it in a way that we are willing and obedient to the call that you've placed on each of our lives, whether that call is ministry or whether that call is to be a minister in the marketplace, oh Lord. We just want to make sure we are doing it your way, Father, because we know that we know that we know that your way, oh Lord, is the way that leads to life, oh God. So we just want to continue to glorify you, Father, because you have shown us, oh God, everlasting love, O Heavenly Father. You have sent your Son, your only begotten Son, to the cross that we may be restored to right relationship with you. And as we just continue to look to our big brother Jesus Christ's example, we want to make sure that we are being all that we can be, O Heavenly Father, that we are doing our part, Father, and giving you permission to do yours by being obedient servants, O Heavenly Father. Your word says the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, Father, we come praying to you as we know how, oh God. And we know that Jesus is standing on your right side, filling in the gap where we fall short. So, Lord, we just want to make sure that we continue to glorify you, to honor you, to give you the praise and the glory that you deserve, oh God. Lord, we love you. We glorify you. We magnify your name. And we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toss and snares, we have already come. 'Twas grace that brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm bound. Was blind, but now I see.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that we are found, O God. We thank you that we continue to just rest in your presence, O God. We thank you that you continue to allow us to be persistent and disciplined as we serve you, O God, as we continue to build our artist life business. We ask for persistence and consistency and discipline, O God. We ask right now that you touch every family associated with artist life, O Lord. Give them the support and the strength that they need, O Heavenly Father, to just continue to walk it out according to your plan. We ask for wisdom and strategic planning, O God. We ask for the spirit of unity and teamwork, O Lord. We ask for health and strength. We ask that you, as the planning for Extravaganza 2019 starts, Lord, we ask that you be the foundation. You give us each brick, each mortar, every piece of information that we need so that it is planned according to your will, O Lord, so that it, as it goes off, that it is successful, O Heavenly Father, and that we continue as artist life entrepreneurs to just serve our communities first, service, O God. Father God, you know that artist life is built on faith, family, lifestyle, and legacy, O God. And we ask that you continue to help us grow into those four principles like never before, O Heavenly Father. First being faith, O Lord. So we thank you right now because we know that you are working it out for our good and our glory and your glory. So we ask you right now to just continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path, because we know, Father, that as we surrender and as we continue to call on your name, that you will show up and show out like never before. Father, we want to go to higher and higher heights and deeper depths in you, because you, Father, have continued to be our hedge of protection. You have continued to bless us. You have continued to correct us in love. You have continued to impart wisdom and knowledge, giving us the strength to persevere and press in, O Lord. So as we just continue to stand firmly on your word, knowing that you have brought us here to enrich, empower, and enhance the lives of believers as they begin their day, O God, we want to make sure that we are standing surrendered to your will, obedient, looking only to you for every decision. Every thought we think, we want to think through the lens of what Jesus would have us think, what he would have us say, what he would keep us from saying. Surrender our tongues to you, O God, because we know that the tongue it can be used as a fiery sword and it can set something ablaze. So we surrender and submit it to you right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that you, O Heavenly Father, are the only one who can control the tongue. So, Father, as we continue to stand on your word, as we continue to press in prayer, as we continue to seek you first, as we continue, Lord, to just give you who we are and lay it on the altar. Father, we receive the healing, the love, the power that comes through Jesus. We can continue to walk boldly to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy. Father God, we know that mercy follows us. Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. So we just want to make sure that we give it back to you, O Father, that we glorify you in all that we are and do, and that we just thank you for Artist Life. We thank you for the TMC call. We thank you for the two amazing women of God, and we call it done in the matchless and majestic name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we say amen and amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in, oh, enter in. Bow down and worship him, worship him, oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in. Oh, enter in. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, his awesome presence fills this room. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. So come and bow down. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in. Oh, enter in. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, his awesome presence fill this room. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. So come and bow down. Bow down and worship him, and worship him,
and worship him. Bow down and worship him, and worship him, and worship him. Bow down and worship him, and worship him, and worship him. Bow down and worship him, and worship him, and worship him. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, his awesome presence fills this room. This is holy ground. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. So come and bow down.
May God bless you. May God keep you. May God's love continue to saturate each and every single one of you. Back over to you, Dr. PK.
Good God of mercy. Come and bow down and let's worship him. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Kai, for leading us and ushering us into the very presence of God through singing and prayer this morning. Bless the name of Jesus. I don't know about you all, but I feel like I'm ready to dance on into my day, seeing what God is bringing my way. Okay, let me give you a few short testimony. Announcements right quick. You all can tell I'm excited right now. I feel that my little girl could get up and run all around this house. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, you all, if you would like to hear the playback of this morning's praise and prayer service, please call 712-432-1085. Again, that number is 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957677#. Again, 957677#. I also like to remind each and every one of you that begin tomorrow, we will start our prayer and fasting, our quarterly 10-day fast. We would like for you to please give me a call at 586-747-8000 if you are interested in participating, because we have accountability partners. This is a very serious time. God has done magnificent things in the past for us, and we're expecting him to do that and more this time. In addition, you can go to my Facebook page, Pekola, P-E-K-O-L-A Roberts, and get information so that you can participate with this fast. Get on board this glory train. God has something good for us this time for real. Now, I also want to say to you that tonight, for us to get on board with our accountability partners, use this same number that you called today. Call at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. Again, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. And we are going to give you all of the guidelines for the fast. That is tonight, because we're going to begin tomorrow. Is that good? Amen. All righty. We're going to go right on and give you the morning motivational call number so that you can call in and hear our own sister, Minister Cynthia Cox, this morning. All righty. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294617#, 294617. I want you to call in, because I'm telling you, over on the New Morning Motivational Call, you get so much information that will assist you in building a successful business with Artists International. With that being said, we are going to prepare our minds and hearts to close this call for today. We are so thankful that you came to join us, and we look forward to having you again the rest of the week celebrating our 8-year anniversary. Oh, holy God, we stand on holy ground today, worshiping and magnifying your name, for you have been so good to us. Now, God, we ask that you will go with us, that your precious anointing will abide with us, and that your grace will absolutely open doors for us as we enter into this week. This is our prayer in Jesus' name, and every heart say amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. This is Dr. PK signing off. Bye-bye.